Kia ora katoa and welcome back to another episode of Cancer Korero. Today we have Mandy and with us as always. Today we're going to be talking about International Volunteer Day, what it is about. So Mandy, can you tell us more about International Volunteer Day and how you can get involved?
Sure. So every December, there's an annual International Volunteer Day.
Yep.
And it's the 5th of December every year. It's a global day to raise awareness of our volunteers, celebrate our amazing volunteers, thank them for our contributions. New Zealand runs on volunteers.
Oh, 100%.
So, yeah. I mean, they're really special people in our community. So we need to raise awareness about our volunteers and the importance of volunteering. Whether you're 10 or 110, there's volunteer roles that you can do in your community.
Awesome.
Many organisations, Volunteer Kapiti, Volunteering New Zealand, the Cancer Society, even like the United Nations and the World Health Organisation, they observe this day with special events and campaigns.
Mm.
It goes back a while. The first Volunteer Day was with the United Nations in 1985, again highlighting the impact of volunteers have in the communities. It's a way to celebrate our volunteers, thank them for their community service. They might have had roles in awareness, raising campaigns or advocacy campaigns for us, which we'll get to a bit later.
Yeah.
Every year there's a different theme. And it's a way to just celebrate our people, the trust, the generosity of volunteers. A lot of time, skill, effort, energy goes in across a whole lot of different communities and groups.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're just so grateful.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Yeah, having volunteers, definitely a big part of every community, I feel like.
Yeah, you know, for us at the Cancer Society, probably for every employed worker, there's probably about 10 volunteers maybe behind them. So, you know, even in just our little local Kapiti office, you walk in, the friendly face you see behind the desk in reception is going to be a volunteer.
Yeah.
The people working out in the garden are going to be volunteers.
Yeah.
Maybe the people serving you your morning tea are going to be volunteers.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're just really, really grateful that people step up.
Mm.
And we like to try and offer a range of opportunities for them.
Yeah, sweet. And then the roles themselves, can you tell us any more about like the specifics of the roles, like what type of roles there are for advocates?
So our cancer prevention advocate role is quite a new role.
Yeah.
And our advocates are amazing. They're our young volunteers and they work alongside us paid people on different projects. So we're part of a cancer prevention team and we have hubs in Hutt, Porirua, Kapiti and Wellington. And we're looking at going out to recruit like local volunteers for each of those hubs. We have active volunteers in Kapiti, but we're looking at getting some more volunteers in place across Hutt and Wellington and Porirua.
Mm.
And the thing is, in a community, you want to have a range of voices. You want to make sure you're reflecting the faces and the people of your community. So this is one ideal role for our rangatahi, our young people, to get involved in. If you want to have a meaningful impact in cancer prevention, do some volunteering, then you know this is a thing you can do.
Mm.
We are interested, as you know, sun, smart and UV, smoking and vaping.
Yeah.
We're interested in alcohol. We're interested in healthy diet. We're interested in vaccination screening and early detection. So for our people that want to get involved as advocates, maybe they're interested in some of those areas, maybe not all.
Yeah.
An example is we're probably not going to get our young men to get involved in cervical screening awareness so much because we don't want to make them feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But there might be other areas that they are more interested in. So there's a whole lot of different topics that you can get involved in with your cancer prevention advocate role. And, you know, we just do what works for people. We try and make it really easy. You can do as little or as much volunteering as you like.
Yeah.
Let's be real, everyone's got busy lives, so we need to provide a range of opportunities that people can just pick and choose from, like a bit of a pick and mix.
Yeah.
How the cancer prevention advocate role works is we generally send out like a group email and say, hey, we've got this coming up, this is the date, the time, this is the topic, this is the time commitment needed, and people can say yay or nay, and we don't mind either way because we realise, you know, people are busy.
Yeah.
You know, and there's certain times of the year we wouldn't go out to people, like when it's NCEA season, we just kind of back off, or if it's like derived grade exams, then we're not trying to be in people's faces or whatever. So we give people the chance to say yes or no. All we ask is, you know, you email us back and let us know.
Yeah.
Some of our volunteers are real introverted, they're really quiet, so they might not be the people you take to in a community event to chat to the public or hand out sunscreen. They might prefer some back office stuff, like they might like taking photos or writing. Maybe they like to, you know, write for social media or review our resources and provide feedback on those. Mm. Some people love being out and about in the public. You know, there's a role for extroverts as well. You know, working with people, talking to people out in the community, that kind of thing. So there's, we try to make it so there's a mix of tasks, you know, they, you can opt in or opt out, and there's a job for everybody, really.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Yeah, that's good that there's so many, like, there's so many opportunities for people that want to get involved. Yeah.
Yeah, we try to make it easy for people. We do acknowledge, you know, as part of volunteering, there are some amazing local groups. You could do something every day of the week if you wanted. Yeah. So we do try, we do realise we're in competition with other groups for volunteers.
Yeah.
So we do try and, you know, make it easy for people to get involved.
Awesome. And Mandy, you've actually got a volunteer in the studio today, all the way from Otaki College, the head girl.
I do. I'd like to introduce Kata. So Kata is one of our special cancer prevention advocate volunteers. Kata has a busy life as head girl at Otaki College.
Awesome.
That's been a huge commitment this year. Mm. And I am happy for Kata that she's going off to uni next year, but also sad because I'm going to lose her as part of our team.
Oh,
Kata is heading off to do law, which is very exciting.
Yeah, no, that's definitely interesting.
Yeah, and she is a person to watch. So anyway, I'll hand it over to you and you can ask Kata some questions.
Welcome to the show, Kata. Thank you so much for coming in. We are happy to have you here. Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself?
My name is Kata. I'm 18 and just finished year 13 at Otaki College. This year was pretty full on, definitely with school and balancing school and volunteering, because volunteering is what I do in my free time because I find it fun and a good way to connect with the community and to give back.
Yeah.
It's also something to do on the weekends. So.
Yeah, definitely. When you're just like sitting in your room by yourself, like, oh, I want to go out and do something. Oh, go volunteer. Sweet. So how long have you been involved as a volunteer for the Cancer Society?
About, was that last year?
I think last year, yeah. Now, you were one of the people when I went to the KCD Youth Council. That's where I first met you, I think.
Yeah.
So we wanted to go out and find a group of people who already had that mindset, who were already quite focused on supporting their community and were more confident in terms of putting themselves out there. And, yeah, we chatted to the Youth Council as a group and we got some interest from a couple of people and we kind of went from there, didn't we?
Mm.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then so what's involved for your volunteering with the Cancer Society?
We did focus groups where the Cancer Society got a few youths and we talked about ways to advocate to protect your skin when you're outside. And it was really fun because we just made TikToks. Mm. And it's an easy way to connect with the younger people because they don't realize how damaging things that they do every day can be to their skin.
Yeah.
Like going tanning. Gotta put on some sunscreen.
We talked about that last episode, actually.
The tanning TikTok trend, we're not fans of that, as you know, Kata. And the reality is, it's been a long time since I was 16. So, and if we're looking at having, you know, as part of our package of socials, we do, at the Cancer Society, we do Facebook, we do Insta, and we do TikToks. My demographic is clearly not the ones to go to. If we want to talk to people about what's going to have some impact and what are people going to be jumping on TikTok, you guys know the trends, right?
Mm.
It's not a person like me. So that, again, it's really important that we spend time with our advocates and get their honest opinions. If something isn't going to work, then we need to know. Our comms person at National Office, Bridget, is amazing, but she's 24. So again, she's that step above the generation that we're trying to reach. So you might think, oh, 24, sweet, but it's not actually going to work. So that's why you guys and your opinions and your input into focus groups is important.
Mm.
Yeah, definitely. And also, what do you love to get out of volunteering? Like, what do you get out of it that kind of brings you that, oh, I love doing this, this is why I love doing it?
Well, personally, volunteering has definitely made me step outside my comfort zone. I used to be very introverted and I just was not used to talking to a lot of people, and also being head girl, I kind of had to talk to people, and volunteering was a way to, yeah, push me outside of my comfort zone.
Mm.
And it also feels, yeah, it feels good to just give back.
Yeah, definitely.
No matter what, yeah.
It's kind of like that step forward.
Mm.
And yeah, because it also helps, I guess, with general life skills yeah. as well. Yeah, definitely, like confidence, self-esteem, all of that.
Yeah.
And what motivated you to get involved?
Quite a few of my family members have cancer, so I wanted to be in a group that can prevent getting that, and also helping to connect to the younger generation about protecting their skin. And just because I'm not trying to offend, but the older generation don't really know how to actually get that into kids' heads.
Exactly. Mm. There's a sense of that's missing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it was cool because, you know, we give our opinion and they actually listen to us, which is great. And then that can help the younger generation with their skin and preventing everything.
Yeah. I guess because, there's something different between like a young person telling another young person something or talking to them about that compared to if someone 40 years older was to be like, oh, do that, you know?
Yeah.
There's a difference between it.
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's authenticity too. I mean, if we say we are for everybody and that we really want to connect with young people and do things and we suddenly put an old person out there, it's not real and it's not going to be taken seriously. So, you know, you're part of providing that almost like bridge in our community, and we, you know, we really appreciate that and appreciate your volunteering input as well.
Yeah, that's awesome, bringing that connection together.
Yeah.
And then let's say like 10 years down the track, is this something that you're likely to continue?
Probably, yeah. I think, I do think, because it has helped me in a lot of ways, and it has helped, I guess, my opinions can help other people. So, yeah, I definitely do think I would do this 10 years down the track.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Keep it going. And for other young people out there that are wanting to or thinking about getting involved in volunteering, what would you say to encourage them?
Just get involved. You get to meet new people. You get to have new experiences. It also looks good on your CV, so if that's something you're interested in.
Yeah,
because, you know, doesn't matter why you're volunteering. As long as you're doing it, it's being helpful.
Yeah, because it shows that you have that work ethic as well.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I was going to say, work ethic is huge, and that's one of the things, like with our young people, we'll say, can you turn up on a weekend when you do have an option to sleep in, right, if you're out working at a part-time job?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's clearly demonstrating life skills and work skills, and we can help with a reference. I mean, I don't want to blow my own trumpet, but I write really good references. And, you know, for those people that come and volunteer for us, you want to get into halls, you want to get into a certain degree or a course, I'm quite happy to give references. It works, it cuts both ways. So
yeah, definitely. And anything else, like any stories or anything, any from your volunteer experience, anything kind of highlights?
Recently, I was volunteering at the Strawberry Festival, and I was talking to a lot of older people, and I think that was good because I don't really get to talk to them. I'm only ever surrounded by people with my age.
Mm.
So it was cool to get to talk to people that I don't usually talk to, and it was pretty fun as well.
Yeah.
Even though I'm allergic to strawberries, but
oh, the irony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So our local advocates have been involved in a few different tasks since we set up this program. And like I say, we are trying to rebuild it in other centres. We've got it going in Kapiti, but in other communities. But we have different, we kind of have junior and senior advocates. Our junior ones are at college and they're mostly available on weekends. They've helped out with Waitangi Day. They've helped out with the Otaki Kite Festival. We've had volunteers do radio ads and, as Kate mentioned, the focus groups, social media focus groups, things like that. As I said, we really appreciate their opinions and feedback on resources. They've helped out with client workshops, so for our cancer whānau. So we have a charity, for example, called Canbead, and they come and support Cancer Society people to make jewellery. Which is a really lovely thing for the patients to do. It's really relaxing. They can sit there and have a chat and not think about what's going on and make some jewellery.
Mm.
But if you're having treatment, sometimes you can have like nerve damage in your hands and in your fingers, and it means that it's really hard to like thread the jewellery or whatever. So we've had a volunteer, a youth advocate, come in and sit with them and just thread the beads right. onto the string for them and make them a cup of tea and sit and have a chat with them. And it's really cool because it frees up our staff as well. It means our staff, if you've got your youth volunteers in the room, then they can be working with somebody. It means our staff can go and talk to someone else as well. So that's worked really well. Our advocates who are short on time have done baking, something you can do in your own home in your own time, but you're still contributing. And again, those, you know, those people that are really stretched for time, they can say, right, it's Sunday night once a week or once a month, I'm going to produce a box of baking.
Yeah.
We've had a couple of senior cancer prevention advocates come on board in our community. So those are the ones that are either at uni or finished uni and just started working. And we're looking to hopefully get them up to date and looking at some SunSmart stuff, speaking to our local primary schools and encouraging our local primary schools to sign up as being SunSmart.
Awesome.
Some of our seniors have helped us with writing, so either providing feedback to some writing that we've done or creating their own piece of writing for policy submissions. For example, we supported a local alcohol policy in the Hutt and our advocates worked on that. Some people at college are doing like Duke of Edinburgh or Student Volunteer Army. So that's a way to, you know, your Cancer Society volunteering fits really nicely with those things. And like you said, we can give a reference. It looks good on your CV. Cancer Society is a well-known local charity. And as you said, Kate, everyone has a connection in some way.
Yeah.
And for some people, particularly certain cultures, it's an act of service that really counts. It's a gift and it's an act of love and service. I know particularly in the Pacifica community, that act of service is really important.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we can help with that. We can provide the roles and we can provide a reference if people need it as well.
Yeah. And then what about creative volunteers? Can you tell me a bit more about that, please?
Yeah, sure. So we have, we have the different volunteers we've talked about. We have community-based volunteers. We need people who know how to be crafty.
Yeah.
We have a cutting team that cuts out little patterns. We also have those are people that maybe don't want to sew, but they don't mind cutting out little things.
Oh, okay.
We have a creative Saturday team. So that's based in Wellington, and the third Saturday of every month, people can come in and just sew together.
Mm.
For Kapiti people, if you want to do some sewing, you can always sew in your own home in your own time. Please get in touch, as we'd love some more people to do some sewing for us.
Yeah.
You don't have to be an expert. We do have a guy who was a tutor at the New Zealand Fashion College in his working life, and he is amazing.
Oh.
And he's a long-term sewing volunteer for us.
Yeah.
He makes a lot of our really cool hats for patients. So, you know, you can be experienced or you can be a newbie that just enjoys sewing. Everyone's welcome. But if you know someone who needs those little patient products that we sew, pop in and see us at the Kapiti Centre.
Yeah.
We've got, you know, a range of beautiful hats for people. We've got silky pillows, which is a cushion. It's a little sewn cushion that if you've had surgery and you need to wear a seatbelt, you just push the cushion against your wound site so it doesn't hurt. Even if you're undergoing active cancer treatment or you've had surgery, you still need to wear a seatbelt, right?
Yeah.
So we're doing these little things like making our patient products that make people's lives easier.
Oh, okay.
We have other volunteer roles. We had, again, we're looking at, you know, a range of people to represent the diversity in our community, ages, stages, ethnicities, whatever. We value them all. Maybe you've got time once a week, once a month, once a fortnight. Maybe you'd like to come in and sit in our Kapiti Hub, answer the phone, have a chat to people. Maybe you like driving. If you can pass a police check and you've got a safe warranted vehicle, you might get called a couple of times a month to take a client into treatment.
Oh, so it's not just sewing. There's a whole range of other volunteers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we mentioned the baking. Maybe you could. Someone likes to bake and drop off a box of biscuits once a month. Maybe you like to write. Maybe that kind of, you know, more introverted task. Maybe writing reports or stories or submissions or even taking photos is always a good thing, you know, if you're good with your phone. Maybe you like gardening. I mean, if you've got the time, we've got the weeds.
Yeah.
You know, we've got plenty of weeds. We've got a big, beautiful garden at our centre for people. Maybe you're handy with a paintbrush or you like water blasting. I personally love water blasting. I just don't have the time to get onto it. And we're also looking for someone who doesn't mind washing a car. We've got a little work car, a little cancer society car. We'd love if we could get a volunteer in the community to come and detail our car and wash it once every few months. That'd be awesome. So, yeah, there's heaps of – we've got heaps of different roles available depending on your time commitments or your interests.
Yeah, awesome. And what if someone we know or, say, our listeners, someone they know that needs some of the patient products or some of the sewing items,
baking? Okay. So, you know, whether they need a drain bag or whether they need a silky pillow or a hat, just tell them to pop in and see us. We're 27 Kapiti Road. Community support person's name is Kathy. Kathy, I think you've met Kathy.
Definitely. She's lovely.
No, she's awesome. So she works Monday to Thursday in our centre. And either ring, pop in, email Kathy, come in and see us, and she'll be able to support you.
Sweet. And who else volunteers for the Cancer Society in Kapiti?
So we've got the main groups of our drivers. So we have probably 50 volunteer drivers in our community. So
oh, that's amazing.
That's amazing. So every day of the week, it's like your personal Uber. You have the person ring up the night before and say, hey, I'm Mandy, I'm coming to pick you up tomorrow, just checking the time. You go and wait at your front door. They'll pick you up, drive you either to the hut, they'll drive you to Wellington, Porirua, wherever you want to go. You go and have your treatment appointment, and then they wait, and then they bring you home again. So it's like a door-to-door service, and a koha is appreciated. But these people give up their time and run their vehicles, and they're just incredible. So that's one volunteer that they're really well-loved in our community because you think about it, you're stressed out of your mind. You're going in for treatment. You've got to get into Wellington. Not everyone loves driving out to the hospital with the one-way system and everything.
Yeah.
You've got to do a treatment. Sometimes you'll be sitting there for hours and hours trapped in a chair just with a line in your arm. By the time that finishes, you're mentally and physically exhausted. So having someone to take that pressure away and drive you in and out is gold. You know, I mean, you could be stuck on Transmission Gully for an hour and a half. Who knows?
Yeah.
So if you can take away that stress, you can just sit in the car and relax. That's a really popular service, and people really love our driving volunteers. We have the office volunteers I mentioned. They're great because they free up staff. If we have to come, for example, and do cancer kōrero, or we have a client support group, the volunteers can sit there. They're the friendly face at the desk, offer you a cup of tea. They can make an appointment for you, answer the phone. You know, they're our lifeblood, really. Yeah. We have home visitors. We have, for those people that can't get out and about and they are maybe a bit lonely or they need some support, we can have someone visit them in their own home. And people really treasure those friendships and connections. Maybe just want your dog walked. Maybe you're too tired, you're doing treatment and you can't get your dog around the block. Well, we can do that for you. Or maybe you want someone to take you shopping or go to a cafe or something. We can do that. You know, there's a range, the crafty volunteers, the gardeners, there's a whole range of options for people. So I'd recommend, you know, if you're looking to volunteer, come to us. We'll sort you out.
No, that's awesome. Yeah, no, I wasn't actually aware of how much the volunteers actually do, but that's very good.
For the paid staff, we couldn't do what we do. We couldn't have the impact in our community that we do without this entire army of people from, you know, early teens to sometimes late 80s behind us from all walks of life.
Awesome. And for our listeners that are listening, if they want to get more information on volunteering, whether that's going online or coming in to see you, how can they do that?
Kathy's the contact for volunteering, but you can always come and see me as well. I love to chat to people, can you tell? So, pop in and see us and find out more. We do have seasonal kind of one-off like Daffodil Day, that's in August, or in Kapiti, we'll be part of that big Relay for Life that's happening in early May next year. You know, there's those one-off jobs, or there's the regular things like maybe people drive once or twice a month, so that's a regular ongoing thing, or maybe people pop into our office once a week and volunteer. There's a whole lot of options. We got you covered. Come and see us.
That Relay for Life, that's I'd say, because that it's a big thing for schools as well.
It's huge. Virtually every school in the Wellington region signs up for it.
Yeah.
So when I say that, I mean all the hut schools, Porirua, I think right up to Ōtaki in the past have been involved in Relay for Life. It's the biggest sleepover you'll ever do in your life. It's massive. Yeah. You know, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of energy. And again, it brings in our younger volunteers.
Yeah.
It's an amazing event, and we've done pretty well fundraising-wise in the last few years from it. And we've really got those good community connections going. Yeah. It'll be at the Cake Tin again this year,
yeah.
And we're really looking forward to it, and we'll need plenty of volunteers for that event.
Awesome. Sweet. Well, thank you so much, both of you, for coming in today. Thank you so much for sharing your experience as well as a volunteer. We enjoyed that, and I'm sure our listeners did as well. Thank you so much for listening in, and we will join you guys next time.
Thanks, Kai.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.